How do you best pray for your children after they are grown? Things can be so busy during the years that your children are growing up that you don't notice time passing. Then suddenly, one day, they're graduating from high school, getting jobs, and preparing to leave home. The nest will soon be empty, and like the psalmist says, you will be like a sparrow alone on the housetop. Psalm 107, verse 2. You turn to your spouse and say, "Our kids are all grown up." You marvel that they are as old as they are, and then it strikes you too are getting old. Your job as parents is almost done. Yes, they'll still need your advice from time to time. They may need a small loan in a pinch, and when the grandchildren come, they'll need a babysitter. But as you watch your last child prepare to leave home, you can almost hear the Lord saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," Matthew 25:21. But perhaps a huge question forms in your mind. Are they ready? You wonder if you have trained them well enough. You wonder if they will achieve their goals and dreams. And even more importantly, will they fulfill God's purpose for their lives? But notice the promise. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Psalm 102, verse 28. As long as you trained them well, and as long as they serve Him, God will establish your children. Just the same, you can't help but worry a little about them. But the wisest thing you can do is to turn any anxious thought into a prayer. Pray that God will bless your children, lead them, and give them courage and wisdom. As soon as you find out you're not done praying with them yet, not by a long shot. The good thing is, you can be confident that the same God who watched over you and your family when your kids were little will continue to watch over them now. He is the everlasting Lord, and He does not change. As the psalm says, you are the same, and your years have no end. God will always be faithful to guide and protect your children as long as they seek Him, and you can join your prayers to theirs. Lord, my emotions are really mixed right now. On the one hand, I feel happy and fulfilled, like a major life's mission has been accomplished. On the other hand, I am feeling a little sad, missing my kids already, and I'm a little worried. So go with them, Lord, as they head out into the world. Bless them and protect them and keep them close to you. Don't let the world derail their faith or steal their optimism. Help me continue praying for them, because they will always be my children, even though they are on their own. I commit them into your hands, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen.